Welcome back to In the Moment. Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie toured the Fort Meade Medical Center after the tour and before heading back to Washington, D.C. Wilkie joined SDPB's Lee Strubinger for a phone call. They talked about rural health care delivery, the Mission Act, and the VA Health Clinic in Hot Springs. Wilkie says he visited Fort Meade for a reason.
Coming to see one of our highest performing VA medical centers at Fort Meade, but also taking a message that I've been carrying in the year and 6 weeks that I've been privileged to be the VA secretary, and that is talking about rural America west of the Mississippi and Native America, the two groups that serve in the armed forces in numbers larger than any other groups in the country.
And so, I guess, what is a little bit of that message? And I it sounds like you're going to not just here, but you've been all over the region.
Right. Was in North Dakota yesterday. I'm coming back to South Dakota, I think, in a few months. In Iowa, I spend a lot of my youth in southwestern Oklahoma, the southern end of the plains. So it's a culture and a world that I grew up in and around. But I did want to talk to the folks here. I wanted to also talk to Native American veteran service representatives and ask them what we can do at VA better.
And what are you hearing? I know, some steps that need to be taken are about, have to deal with PTSD treatment and some advances in that.
What I am getting across is that we want people to come to VA. We want them to come see us. We are making great advances in terms of mental health and traumatic brain injuries. And it's a new culture. The culture I grew up with around the Army was one where you never talked about these things. That culture is changing. In addition to that, I want to make clear that we provide same-day mental health services. We are opening the aperture when it comes to things like urgent care. And for the tribal lands, we're expanding telehealth so we get deep into those communities and recognizing all the time what politicians in the East still do not seem to understand here in 2019, and that is the scale of the American West. That is, to me, the issue here, that making sure that people have access to services, even though the distances between them and, say, a VA facility like Fort Meade or Hot Springs may be hundreds and hundreds of miles.
And that was going to be my follow-up question, which was, how do you address, VA healthcare in these hyper-rural areas and deliver that quality care?
Right. Well, one thing, we have to make sure that there is sufficient bandwidth out there working with the private sector, working with the federal government and the states and localities to make sure that we can offer things like telehealth, which is medicine that cuts across state lines. I want those veterans in the tribal areas to be able to communicate with doctors in Minneapolis as well as Fort Meade or Denver to make sure that they are in touch with those who have specialty care in their job description. That's one thing. The other thing is, in talking with the tribal representatives, making sure that we have enough resources flowing into those communities where they don't have to worry about where the next meeting with the VA representative is. And to me, that's a very important part of what we do.
Can you talk a little bit about the Mission Act and what it seeks to do?
So, sure. Mission Act does three things. It expands the aperture on choice, which means that if we cannot provide a service to a veteran, or if that veteran lives a certain number of minutes from a VA facility, then we give the veteran the option of going into the private sector. That's the first thing. The second thing is that it gives veterans what their neighbors have, and that is, when applicable, access to urgent care to keep them out of the emergency room. And the third thing, and this is incredibly important here in South Dakota, it closes one of the last circles left from my father's era, the Vietnam era, in that we now will start delivering financial and material resources to the family caregivers of those who fought in Vietnam. Vietnam veterans represent the largest cohort amongst our 9.5 million veterans. They have not been served as they deserve to be served, and this helps a great deal. But what I want to say about the first thing that I talked about, which was the opening of Veterans Choice. What we have seen here in South Dakota and across the country is not the explosion in veterans choosing to go outside of VA that many predicted. We actually have the lowest percentage of veterans seeking care in the private sector since the end of World War II. And what does that mean? It means that veterans are voting with their feet, and they're voting to go to places where people understand the culture and speak the language. That's why a facility like Fort Meade is bursting at the seams in terms of the number of visits that South Dakota veterans are giving them. In fact, it's not only serving South Dakota. We've got people coming here from as far away as Missouri, coming here from Nebraska, because they know that the quality of care here is second to none.
Is that what you were able to see when you
yes.
were here?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was able to walk the halls, and I saw a very welcoming place. I saw a place where people who come to work there stay. They're from the community. They are able to relate to veterans on a personal level that you really can't get in many places. And, you know, people probably think that's a strange thing to say about government, but veterans want to be served with folks who have put on the uniform, and that's why this is so important, and the culture in a place like Fort Meade is so important. I will also say that I'm happy to tell America that I presented to the Congress the largest budget in the history of our department, $220 billion. I actually expect it to go up next year, and we're focusing on things that are important to a state like South Dakota. We're focusing on rural health. We're focusing on telehealth to make sure that we can get into those communities who are hard to reach.
You're listening to In the Moment. I'm Lee Strupinger. I'm on the phone with a VA Secretary Robert Wilkie. Secretary Wilkie, so one of the hospitals in our VA circuit, one of the campuses that we have, is down in Hot Springs.
Yeah.
Previous administrations have talked about closing that VA hospital,
right.
And I know it's something that this area takes a lot of pride in.
Right.
And I guess, do you have any, I guess, what's the status on what the VA is looking at in terms of the Hot Springs facility? And I know that Governor Noem also pushed for you to visit that at some point.
Well, I promised to visit. My first visit was to Fort Meade because that's where 90% of South Dakota veterans go and are enrolled. And in a trip like this where I'm in four states in 5 days, I needed to make the most immediate impact with the greatest number of veterans. But I am coming back. I am coming back to Hot Springs. We're not closing Hot Springs down. I mean, that's not something that's in the cards for us. It's not something that it would even be legal, even if we wanted to do it. But I do want to go see what is going on there, talk to the veterans. I talked to a few today who get their care there, and just walk the post, as we say in the military, and take cognizance of what's going on there, and are we delivering the best care, or the care that meets the needs of the greatest number of veterans in that area?
And then, I guess, kind of going forward, I know there is also a facility in Rapid City that's proposed
yes.
to be built. Is that Everything's still going forward on that?
Well, absolutely. We have awarded funding for the Rapid City CBOC, as we call it, to expand the clinic to about by 40,000 square feet. And we're already working on the design and logistics with an estimated completion time in probably a year and a half or two at the most. So that's important. And again, it's part of our effort to make sure that the entire state is covered. And that's one. We're upgrading the clinic in Pierre, and we're working closely with the tribal leaders to make sure that their folks have access to us as well.
Secretary Wilkie, thank you so much for your time. I do have one quick question.
Yeah.
That's okay if you still have time. Up in Standing Rock, there was a new national cemetery that was dedicated.
Yes.
It's the All Nations Cemetery. And
right.
One of the things that I had heard about that cemetery, and I have a pamphlet about it, which is that it offers pretty much like any and all kind of burial for Native veterans. And that includes
yes.
like a scaffold burial. Could you
yeah.
talk about the importance of,
yeah,
of including
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I think I mentioned spending my youth in southwestern Oklahoma, surrounded by great nations, you know, Chickasaw, Choctaw, just and Cherokee, just to name three in the immediate area where I was. And it's very important to me to make sure that all of the spiritual needs are met for our veterans. To me, spiritual well-being for the veteran and that veteran's family is just as important as the technical competence of our doctors and nurses. And in my travels around the West, I've made sure that at every one of our VA centers, there is provision for Native American veterans to experience what their ancestors have experienced. That is just as vital as anything else that we provide. And I'm very happy that those traditions can be carried out on VA property.
Secretary Wilkie, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, I thank you.